When Someone Else is Living the Life You Want by Laura Polk, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 14:30. A tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. Is everyone's life picture perfect except mine? One look at social media would attest to that fact. Our feeds are filled with adoring spouses, doting grandparents, children who excel at impressive rates, beautifully maintained homes, dinners that rival a five-star restaurant, love stories that should be in movies, vacations that I can only dream about, and the list goes on. It's easy to glance at someone else's life and wonder, how is it that they got the life I always wanted? It's also one of the fastest ways to become discouraged, disgruntled, and disconnected from the blessings we actually have right in front of us. We could talk about how things don't always look as they seem, but when we take on the mindset of wanting someone else's life, the issue isn't really with the person we envy, it's with us. God has a plan for each and every one of us, an individual plan that's based on our unique bents, gifts, and needs. Looking into another's life and pining away for what they have steals the joy away from the blessings He's chosen to give us. He doesn't toss blessings at us randomly as if we're some person in a crowd that He's tossing giveaways to. He chooses to bless us based on His intimate knowledge of our past, present, and future needs. We should be thankful that what He gives us is precisely what we need at the time. In Luke 17, Jesus was approached by 10 lepers who begged for healing. After telling them what they needed to do to be healed, they took the blessing He gave and went on with their lives. But one leper was so thankful that he returned to Jesus, threw himself at Jesus' feet, and praised Him. Though the other 9 were also blessed, they didn't bother to thank the one who'd given it. They simply took what He gave. There are blessings all around us, blessings that we may not even notice, blessings we certainly take for granted. Do you take the time to see them and be thankful? For the one leper that returned, Jesus told him, "Go, your faith has made you well." While the others were blessed and all were physically healed, the one who returned to show his gratitude was made well in ways that the others were not. By being the one to see the blessing and being grateful for it, he experienced it differently in his life than the other 9 who simply took. I want to encourage you. Be the one.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.